Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
If I work 8 hours, and another corporate guy works 8 hours. On the outside, from an outsider, it's just 8 hours, right? And when they see me working 1 hour, let's say it's a quiet day or whatever, I'm working 1 hour and just chilling. They're like, oh, that guy's so lazy. And then there are days when I'm working 8 hours, right? And then there are days when I'm working 10 or 12 or even up to 16 hours, right? And then from the outside, they just see, they compare me to, like, maybe, let's say, a guy in the corporate world working 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours work overtime. And they feel like they may see it as, oh, the same amount of work, but it's totally different. It's not like me working 8 hours and them working 8 hours, totally different. Totally different. 8 hours in us, 8 hours doing brain surgery is totally different from 8 hours, you know, like inputting data on a spreadsheet, you know, and like the 8 hours I put in or whatever, like it could be manual data, but it could be like dealing, putting out fires, or it could be negotiating with this tough realtor on the other side, or it could be like stressing over how to pay the bills next month, or stressing over how to manage my team, or how to help them, or how to, because I kind of take the burden of, not burden, but responsibility of carrying the team, right? You know, I wish I could be at the point where my team is carrying me, but at this point, no, it's me carrying the team right now. And so, like, when people see it from the outside, it's like 8 hours, 8 hours. Oh yeah, you're, you know, and when they work 10 hours, they compare me to someone working 10 hours. It's totally different. They don't get it. I get, like, do you feel it? Sometimes she sees me and I'm just like playing games or whatever. It looks like I'm not doing anything. And maybe I'll only work a couple hours that day. And then maybe some days I'm working 8 or 10 hours. But 8 or 10 hours in an outsider perspective, oh, you're just doing like 8 or 10 hours. Like, just like corporate work, right? Pretty simple. When I was working corporate, 8 hours, it's fine. It's just doing the same repetitive stuff, right? But 8 hours, sometimes, like, yeah, in real estate, there are times where you're ticking around 8 hours, but sometimes it's like intense, short, intense moments, or long, medium, or low to medium intensity. For example, I'm negotiating a deal and the deal expires at midnight and I wrote the offer at like 6 p.m. or whatever. Like, and then that's so, like, of course I worked in the morning and afternoon already. So from 6 to 12, I'm, look like I'm dicking around, but I'm not. I'm like waiting for the offer to be countered and what we're gonna go and how to strategize and talking to different people on Facebook or WhatsApp, or looks like I'm just chatting. Like I'm just on WhatsApp, like messaging. But it's actually like very heavy on my mental. It's like the mental work is really tough, right? And then so, you know, you see me working at this level, but you just don't see the other stuff, right? We were not fighting, but we were like discussing how she sees one side, and I don't blame her, because if I were her, I'd see the same. Yeah, Gary, you're just playing games, man. But I'm waiting for the offer to come back. And then depending on how the offer comes back, and I have to strategize, but it's all going on in the mind. And in the meantime, I'm just waiting, right? It's like this brain surgeon about to do brain surgery. You know, they don't need to practice brain surgery before they do brain surgery. They've already done it so many times, but they're probably, I don't know, chilling, playing some like cell phone game or whatever. But you know, they know what's at stake. The guy's life is at stake, and they know what's gonna happen if they screw up and stuff like that. So it's a lot more intense than it looks.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.